the law and the prophet, there were two traditions of the people of God. They held these two traditions in high esteem. And today, in our first reading, particularly, the author is drawing our attention to the fact that if we obey the commandments of God, and if we transmit it to our children, to generation, God will bless us, God will be with us, He will guide us, and we will gain the freedom that comes from obedience to the commandments of God. And Jesus reinforces this in our gospel passage of this morning when he tells us that whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven. How should we obey the commandments? And how should we transmit or teach these commandments to our own children or grandchildren? The best way to do this is through practice. If we put the practice, if we put the commandments in practice, our children will have no need for us to talk to them, because just the action will say it all. Why did Jesus not abolish the law and the prophets? Because there were ways in which God revealed himself to his people in the past, which he still reveals himself even today in the commandments. They are like guide. They set us free, and they give us the opportunity to experience God's guidance, God's comfort. And so Jesus could not abolish what was meant to reveal the presence of God. And he came as one who was to fulfill that prophecy, God's revelation, because he is a true image of God. And therefore, dear friends, if we are to grow in faith, in love, and to obey the commandments of God, we must listen to Jesus. We must give him an opportunity in our lives. We must let him take over us. We must let him influence the way we think, influence the way we act, and even influence our life, especially during this season of Lent. I invite you, dear friends, to take a moment and invite Jesus in your situation. Invite him in your life and let him be the one to run your life for you. May he come to you now and always. Amen.